This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Messina. I'm your guest host, Arif Halaby. All right, let's get this out of the way. You need to go there. Check us out at the website, realside.com. Give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you can be a part of the program. Listen, get on and tweet. Go to our Facebook page. Hey, have you heard of Parler? Maybe, huh? Isn't that interesting? All of a sudden, people are paying attention to what many folks, Joe Messina has been talking about, Dennis Prager have been speaking about with Prager University, nonstop, right here on the Real Side, conversation about the everyday censoring of conservative viewpoints. If the idea is to have the conversation about choice and freedom, about understanding, about debate. Well, I think Facebook and Twitter, Google, YouTube, I think they've all thrown in the towel. They have all, and in some cases they're even admitting it now as you kind of walk through, and they say, oh, we're sorry. Well, it doesn't matter. You can't undo the election. Oh, well, you know, you're right. We did suppress the Hunter Biden conversation, the Hunter Biden corruption, the Joe Biden corruption. Sorry, we didn't have that conversation. Is there really a coup? A coup attempt? Well, look, Pfizer got involved. Moderna, they all could have released the real results. Nothing shady. Don't get in there and sugarcoat anything. But let us know. The first time in history, the conversation about a vaccine coming on board so quickly, when the bureaucrats and, if I may, the swamp gets out of the way, isn't it amazing what American business and American individuals and American leaders, their ingenuity, what that can produce? Imagine if we had that same leadership, that same conversation, that same commitment towards breast cancer, colon cancer, MS. When the energy was spent trying to overthrow the president, and we've talked about this, you've seen it, you've heard it on the show, you've seen it everywhere now, everybody says, oh, you're right. Why are they so easy to deal with now? Why is everybody saying, oh, because they won, in their mind, the election. They pushed Joe Biden through. The guy doesn't even know if it's breakfast time or dinner time. Right? I mean, how embarrassing. You know they're going to take him out and say, oh, it's for health reasons in 6 months. You know the Kamala Harris administration is going to be part of your verbiage that you use, right? The vernacular of the day, right? That conversation. I'm trying to think of the right words as I mess up words. But you know the Harris administration will be the topic of your conversation 1 year from today at the dinner table. Yeah, you're going to see it. The coup attempt by James Comey, by Brennan, by Clapper. The coup attempt, and let's call it what it is. The coup attempt that had taken place by Pentagon officials. The New York Post reported last week, what? Very straightforward, guys. Ready? Simple. A diplomat, let's read the headline, retiring diplomat, has come forward and says the defense officials misled Trump on troop count in Syria. The commander-in-chief, I mean, how can we even think that this is becoming normal? When suddenly you have individuals, generals or others, inside of an administration who believe that their opinion matters and that they don't report to the will of the people through the election of the president. I think something is wrong. Maybe you do. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Go to the website, therealside.com. You can listen live. I also want you to get on a Facebook, tweet, tell us about it. Go in a parlor. Start being part of that movement. Right? When we start seeing the push away from the censorship that happens in Facebook, the censorship that happens in Twitter, how is it that a few billionaires think that they are above the law? It's amazing to me. How is it that you and I can sit around and go, yeah, that's right, it was a coup attempt, yeah, it was all, I mean, everything but in name only, yeah, you know what, pass the salt, and I want gravy with my turkey. Can you do that, please? And we all just go along and say, yeah, I guess that's the way it is. Take a look across the country. The Trump voters, the American voters, the voters for freedom are stepping up. You guys are getting out there. You're making a difference. The conversation inside of law enforcement circles, as a retired Los Angeles police officer, I can tell you, the conversation in law enforcement circles are behind you. They have enormous disgust for our left-wing progressive Antifa BLM protesters and rioters. Listen, you want to protest, protest. That's what America's about. But you don't riot. You don't disturb people when they're eating dinner. You don't destroy their property. Where's that okay? And I thought the conversation where we can all sit around and discuss ideas, I can disagree with you, but I will defend the right for you to speak with it with my life. I'll defend your right to say things that I disagree with. Isn't that amazing? What happened to my liberal friends? What happened to my college professors? When you turn around and we think this coup attempt is real, I think it was. The more I see behind the scenes, you see, because they think they've won, they think nobody's going to pay attention. Well, you are. That's why you're here with us on The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Arif Halaby. Stay with me as we return. Check us out at the website, therealside.com, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Stay with me. We'll be right back on The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
I'm Arif Halaby, filling in for Joe Messina. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Arif Halaby. Check us out at the website, therealside.com. I appreciate you being with us, therealside.com. Give us a call also, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You guys have all heard the stories of the attempted coup, or what that might be called, when you have Brennan and you have Clapper, folks that in some cases knew what was going on behind the scenes, and some would say pulling the strings of what was going on behind the scenes. When all of a sudden President Trump is walking, if you will, through the White House, and there is almost like an old British or French court where the king or queen has to look at his court, look across the room at those in their side of things, and really wonder, are they going to stab me in the back? Is there going to be poison in my cup? And yet, that's exactly what was happening. Metaphorically speaking, they were undermining the president. They didn't like him. Why? Well, they went after Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn explicitly was to go in and to clean up the intelligence department. So what did they do? Well, Comey was very clear. He sent in a couple of people without following protocol, specifically to trip up Michael Flynn and the Trump administration in the early days. He told us that. He was proud of it. And yet in that conversation of a coup, everybody thinks it's okay. Well, you know, it goes, it happens all the time. Oh, don't worry your pretty little head. We have Joe Biden coming in. Remember, he said he was running for Senate. They should just swear him into the Senate. Have him go take a seat on the Senate floor. Have him take a seat and look around and tell him, well, Mr. Biden, you are now Senator Biden again. He's like, yay. You know, and I know, we have been around people in our lives, grandparents, uncles, aunts, maybe your parents, that have had cognitive issues, and we'll be polite about it. They can't remember certain things. They might forget what they were saying. They might be in the middle of a conversation, and then as their frustration builds, they either lash out with anger or they have some inappropriate laughter. We see that. We saw that with Joe Biden all the time. The only way that President Trump lost this election, I can tell you this as an avocation of mine, I think there are three things that hurt President Trump. Number one, it was a lousy first debate. I think that he shot himself in the foot. He made a mistake. He played it wrong. He guessed it wrong. Sometimes you do that in the fourth quarter with 45 seconds left. You make a bad call, and I think he did. I think for whatever reason he chose to be the attack dog on the story, instead of let Biden worm his way in and out of a conversation and not figure out and look around and go, where am I again? But the moment you stop the cognitive thinking as somebody starts going down a road, right, look at your grandparents, parents, you see it. It's a reset. It's a mental reset. And he didn't give Joe Biden a chance to mess up. He kept stopping him. Okay. So that's number one. I think President Trump made a mistake with that debate. All right. Number two. No question about it. Everybody except 70 plus million of us didn't. Everybody was after President Trump. The media. This is the first time the media. Big business, big corporations, the Pfizers, the Apples, technology. CNN made a lifestyle. What are they going to do? You think their ratings were bad before? Wait till you see what happens with them now. Especially now that Fox News has given up speaking for 70 million of us. Right? Suddenly, all of a sudden, Fox News has decided it's going to compete with CNN to see who can get, what, the lowest ratings? They were perfectly fine doing what they were doing. And all of a sudden, who's running the show? It's not Rupert Murdoch. It's not even his kids anymore, his two sons. It's now their wives. The Me Too movement, the sexual harassment, Bill O'Reilly and others, the allegations at least, as that went through the stories, they said, well, we're going to at least look like we're making a difference. Right? They adopted the conversation of the left, which is symbolism over substance. Let's make sure we look like we're doing something and not really do something. Let's make sure we're making a difference, or at least look like we're making a difference. Symbolism over substance has really come to be the mantra of the far left. When we see that, where do we see it manifest itself? Well, in California, I can tell you, we're going to do a mask mandate. Symbolism. We're gonna stand there. We're gonna be with this mask conversation, and then what happens to the governor? Well, we're gonna cover this in the second hour. But what does he get caught doing? The same thing that he tells you shouldn't be doing. Look, symbolism over substance is a conversation starter for those of you. Speak to them at the dinner table. Thanksgiving doesn't have to become a blowout where you're throwing mashed potatoes across the room. This is Thanksgiving. Now, when you thank somebody, who are you thanking? Well, I don't know. You better be thanking somebody. Maybe God. Imagine that. And when you look at the state of the United States, when you look at the conversations that's going to be had across those dining room tables, whether it's the hypocrisy of the left, whether it's the conversation of why the Fox News and CNN is bouncing from idea to idea, and you look back at the beginning of all of this, and you say, wait a second, this seems like it was a coup attempt. This seems like it was a soft coup. Right? What does that mean? It means nobody fired a bullet yet. And you have your brown shirts, except they wear all black, and they're called Antifa, upper middle class white people that are certainly Marxists. Why did President Trump have a record number of black voters? Because BLM doesn't speak for these people. They speak for the Marxists. They're terrorists. They're cowards. They come to your dinner table and they scream and yell at you when you're trying to enjoy dinner. They won't challenge you to a duel at dawn in the middle, right, fisticuffs. They have to have 20 against one. That's why you saw them pick on families leaving MAGA rallies. Look, when you think about this, why and how is this all intertwined? Guys, it's very simple. The coup attempt for the president of the United States started even before he was inaugurated. And maybe he, Mr. President Trump, never had a chance at winning a second term. Maybe there was just so many forces against him that they were putting it all on the line. So if he had won a second term, not only would they be caught, just like he caught Hillary with the phony dossier, but maybe you just wouldn't believe him. Because it sounds so outrageous. Give us a call. 855-REAL-JOE. I'm Arif Halaby, filling in for Joe Messina at The Joe Messina Show on The Real Side. Go to our website, therealside.com. Therealside.com. Give us a call. Get on the chat rooms. I want to hear you. I'm Arif Halaby on The Real Side. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has passed another grim milestone in the fight against COVID-19. As the nation has passed 250,000 confirmed deaths from the disease, there was an average of 1,167 deaths from COVID per day last week. Many states and local jurisdictions are trying to enact various restrictions as ways to slow quickly increasing numbers of coronavirus cases in their areas. Admiral Brett Giroir is a member of the President's Coronavirus Task Force, and he tells MSNBC that not enacting these temporary restrictions could cost more lives.
If we don't institute these measures and be very rigorous at the state and local levels about limiting certain businesses, not all businesses, most businesses can stay open, K-12 can stay open, but we have to have masks, we have to limit indoor crowded spaces. If we do not do that, we will lose tens of thousands of Americans by the time the vaccine is out and widely distributed.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Hey, welcome to The Real Side. Welcome back. I'm Eric Palby. Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host. Hey, check us out at the website, therealside.com. And give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Part of the conversation here, guys, for you to be involved with is this coup attempt that has happened, I think, or that has been prepared to have happened for years, for literally 4.5 years, when he came down the escalator, 5 years, when all of a sudden, you know, this random FBI investigation, this dossier, and all of this crazy conversation around what's happening with the president, and oh my gosh, Russia's influence, the way they finalized the coup attempt is by just keeping him from having a second term, by preventing him through all of these phony conversations, suppressing Moderna and Pfizer, suppressing the incompetence of Joe Biden, really exploiting the COVID conversation, exploiting your fear of, hey, any minute now that virus, it can jump out and get you. Remember that conversation? Flatten the curve. We're going to flatten the curve. 3.5 weeks and we flatten the curve. Okay, well, shoot, we flatten the curve. Let's flatten it. We did it. And then a little taste of power. All of a sudden, the governors, especially the Democrat governor, said, huh, you mean people will actually do what we tell them to do? They'll wear a mask? They'll stay at home? We can scare the daylights out of them? Let's do it. And that really made a difference. All right, folks, we have a caller on the phone. Let's see.
Ed from Washington.
It's Ed. Hey, Ed from Washington, you're on the line. Hi, Ed. How are you?
I'm fine. I just want to point out to everybody, in case they've never been abroad or listened to new immigrants that come into our country, about the way those governments loaded over the people. This is not over until the American people say it's over. This government of our country is a service organization to us. They do not exist without us, and they answer to us.
So when you say over, Ed, are you talking about the election?
I'm talking about anything that we decide is not over.
Uh-huh.
The one thing that we ask these managers, the Congress and all, to manage our affairs, is we do that by the selected areas of government control and the laws that say that they do things in a certain manner. And we have a certain amount of time, gracefully, that we will allow them to authenticate our legal votes within a certain amount of time. Beyond that time, if we allow it to continue on without these things being fully answered to our satisfaction, because we own this country, not any members of government.
Well, Ed, when
so
you see...
I suggest that you people remember where you're living And if this country turns to a socialist government like all the other countries have that are run by government, it's because of our fault.
You guys, listen, Ed, you speak wisdom, and we have seen the transformation of certain parts of Florida and New York and Pennsylvania and Ohio, where there have been immigrants that have come to this country from places like Venezuela, Cuba, oh my God, you see these regimes. Guys, I've been blessed to have traveled through most of the world, at least maybe 50-plus countries. And I can't tell you how beautiful some of these countries are. Oh, my gosh. The people are amazing. They're lovely. The food, oh, my gosh, it's incredible. The government? Horrible. The standard of living? Not so much. The reason people will get in line. Yes.
One thing I want to add is I thank everyone that work, the people that work inside our government, the majority of them, not the warm bodies that are hired for that ignorant way of budgeting, but the people that work in our government for the most part, they're jealous. They want to protect their families against our country not having as many ignorant, incompetent, and corrupt people in our government. I applaud them every day because they could be doing their job in the public, in the private sector, but they choose to because they care about this country. They care about themselves. They care about their neighbors.
Well, I think you're going to see. I think, Ed, thanks for calling. I think you're going to see across the board, folks, and we're going to cover it next hour as we talk about some of the corruption that went through and has continued to go through this COVID conversation and how when you give a taste of power, you've seen it. When you work at a fast food restaurant and somebody goes from your coworker to the manager, or when I was a Los Angeles police officer and you're a police officer with a coworker and suddenly that person becomes a sergeant, or you are a manager at a store or a restaurant or at any place where suddenly somebody goes from no power to power or a little power to a lot of power. When that transformation happens, the character of that individual begins to shine. Good usually does good. As Dennis Prager says, there's two races in America, the decent and the indecent. Immediately labeled a racist because he doesn't see people by their race first. Listen, when I take a look at this, from a standpoint, and Joe Messina and I have both spoken about this, when you look across and you see somebody and you see their race first and you judge them by their race first, is that not a separation of this country? Is that not a polarization on purpose? These are not dummies. When Harvard has a graduation that is just black and white is not allowed to attend, or a dorm where there are only black Americans, and you say, excuse me, wait. Isn't that what Martin Luther King fought about? And isn't that exactly what the KKK wants, is a separation? And isn't that exactly what Louis Farrakhan wants, a separation? So why is it that Nike and McDonald's and all of these American businesses that were once committed to judging a person by their character and not the color of their skin, why is it that they cave in like nobody's business? I think it's because they have zero soul, no soul, not a soul amongst the leadership. Now, I don't mean they're going to go to heaven or not. That's God's job, not mine. To judge their soul is not my job. I'm telling you they don't have a soul when it comes to the understanding, the appreciation, and the respect for America and what we stand for. Why is it that when we think about this, and Fox News gets a little bit of pressure, poof, they disappear. They go, oh, you know, we're going to now throw softball questions, as I was alluded to earlier, to somebody like Pete Buttigieg. Right? The mayor, folks, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. I have been to that city. It is a beautiful part of the country, but a pit hole of a city. Trash everywhere, broken down buildings everywhere. People on the street. You're telling me that a guy like that can run a country when he can't run a city? Maybe a nice human being, but no more would I have the mayor of Los Angeles think that he could be the governor, or that he has any clue on how to be a president. Again, maybe a nice person, but really? You take a look at the difference between the red and the blue states. Take a look at the flood of people leaving big cities. Take a look at the flood of people leaving the states that are run by Democrats. Try to get a U-Haul truck. Try to get a moving van out of California, out of Los Angeles, San Francisco, and get over to Dallas. Out of New York and go down to Florida. New Jersey, go down to Florida. Try to see how much that costs. First, see if you can even get it. It's very difficult. Some of them are two and a half months. Wait. Months. That means when you sell your house, you have to know 2 months ahead of time. Because there's no way you can move your stuff on the day. That's why there's corruption with the moving companies. That's why there's just a massive amount of fraud and scams with moving companies. Hey, listen, if today's the time for you to sell your house, get a few more dollars for it, sell or donate everything else, and just buy brand new. Pick up your suitcase, your toothbrush, and get on a plane. Or drive, and that's it. Leave the stuff that you're going to end up paying thousands of dollars for and end up with some sort of scam on the other side. Right? I think a lot of you don't realize the pressure behind the President of the United States, the coup attempt, the pressure behind. Try to research coup on your favorite search engine, and what do you see? Well, President Trump is going to stage a coup. President Trump is the coup. They don't talk about what happened to him. They fill it up with all of these articles. You can even get over to page 8 or page 10. Maybe finally everything is President Trump is the aggressor. Dangerous to confront. Only one person could have done it. Somebody who didn't need them for millionaire, billionaire status. Somebody who didn't need the deep state to get permission to speak. Who utilized social media and the internet the best he could, and even Twitter had the gall to censor the President of the United States. Look, when Fox News pulls away and says, well, you know, that is just, you know, we're now going to give you editorial content. Really? Who died and made you king? I'm telling you, big changes are coming, guys. I'm not sure. I've got some ideas. We'll cover them when we come back. On the real side, with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Arif Halaby. Check us out on the website, therealside.com. Give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE. We'll be back in just a minute, 855-732-5563.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Drunk and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Hey, welcome back to The Real Side. It's Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Eric Halaby. That's me. Check us out at the website, realside.com. Give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love to put you on the air and have a conversation about what I think was a coup attempt numerous attempts over the last 4 years or beyond, maybe even prior to that, with President Trump. Why is it that we continue to see things like the Durham probe kind of went silent? I think Durham knew, as a lifelong government employee, a good guy, I'm sure, right? But a lifelong government employee, a lifelong status quo, part of the system kind of a guy. And all of a sudden, he goes dark when it comes to 6-8 months before the election. As soon as there was a chink in the armor that President Trump could have some vulnerability with the COVID conversation, and all of a sudden, the indictments from Durham, the investigation from Durham starts to slow down. Announcements, right? Mueller was a leaking sieve. Frankly, I think Mueller is probably in a home right now, or at least has somebody attending to him. That poor guy, to let him go before Congress the way they did, he didn't have all of his faculties. Ask anybody privately that was in that room. They will tell you. Watching Mueller go through those, Robert Mueller go through those interviews with Congress and that investigation, those hearings, You feel kind of bad, almost like watching a Joe Biden press conference. You feel bad that Uncle Joe should just get, you know, a sweater, a nice little Afghan, throw it across his legs, sit down and watch Gunsmoke. That's what I'm thinking. And he'll be doing that. He'll be doing that in 6 months. As I said earlier, a year from today, you'll be talking about the Kamala Harris administration, or Joe Biden will be Weekend at Bernie's. He's just going to be sitting down. Right, to watch him go through that election. You know who got into the biggest trouble in this conversation, in my opinion, is Jill Biden. How dare she? Right, I have a wife of nearly 30 years. How dare she ruin that relationship? Because that's what I count on. I count on my wife. Hey, Arif, your shirt's untucked in the back. Hey, Arif, you got something, you know, in your tooth. You got some parsley hanging out. I expect her to take care of me. We watch out for each other. Hey, listen, you're losing it, buddy. We're not going to parade you through the public where you call me somebody else's name and you don't know what state you're in and you're in bed by 11 o'clock for your noon nap. Right? They ran a campaign where nearly never was the candidate out. There would be more of a candidacy for somebody running for, let's say, governor of a medium size or a small state. Joe Biden didn't get out. He didn't go to the organizations that required him to be a part of, right? The meetings, the conversations with leaders of city, states, local. He didn't get there. He pretended on with a script. Yeah, hi there, buddy. And you look at him on a conference call, on a video conference call, and you wonder to yourself, you got to be kidding. Iran is not going to be afraid of us. China is not going to be afraid. North Korea is going to be launching missiles left and right. You see, President Trump, whether you liked him or didn't, listen, it'd be nice to meet him. I don't want to be his best friend. Right? I don't want him to be the pastor of my church. I'm not interested in being his neighbor, although if I could afford a house in the same neighborhood as him, I would think that'd be cool. I just wanted him to be my president. Fix the country. You're not my moral leader. Right? I have my faith. That's my moral guidance. That's my compass. I have my family. But listen, President Trump didn't take anything from anybody. He didn't take stuff from other countries, from NATO. Right? You want to see bloated budgets. You want to see Europeans walking all over this country again. Heck, you want to see China. Oh, surprise, Joe Biden's here with his son cashing in on some other crazy deal. Right? How do you leave your laptop and then not come and pick it up? What kind of drugs are you on? When I say it's a coup attempt, how did the FBI have this computer last year and not bring it to the attention of President Trump? How did the FBI, the sitting director of the FBI, knew there was a money laundering investigation going on against Joe Biden? The sitting director of the FBI knew it and let the president continue without that knowledge. It's almost like they're baiting him to be brutal and harsh. Right? Instead of the natural respect that says, listen, you are a public servant, buddy. As Ed from Washington said, listen, you serve at the pleasure of the people. And because I don't elect the director of the FBI or the director of the CIA, I don't elect those people. I elect the president. So, by default, the president gets to decide if you stay or not. And what's happened with the normal, stalwarts, if you will, the Fox News, the Wall Street Journal, what happened to them jumping down the throats, if you will, of this Biden investigation because of what? They don't want to be denied access if Joe Biden becomes president? There needs to be a conversation about why Fox News is becoming irrelevant. All but maybe Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham. How long can they last when you have, the Neil Cavutos of the world? I don't know what happened to Neil. What happened to some of these people? Because all of a sudden, behind the scenes, Newsmax doubles. And will probably double again before the end of the year. And OAN, One American News Network, a great organization. One American News Network has been trying to get on Comcast cable for a very long time. They've tried for years for Charter and Spectrum TV. You have to pay for it if you are me or you. And OAN asks for less than one-fifth of the rate of MSNBC. Why is it that Charter Communications and Comcast doesn't put One American News Network on there? Let's think about this for a minute. I think Comcast owns MSNBC, doesn't it? Isn't that interesting? They own MSNBC. They are afraid to have somebody call BS on them. And listen, One American News Network, Newsmax, I think they're the future of the conservative movement. I think President Trump, stand by, is the future of the Republican and the conservative movement. Right, the standard rhinos where they're either, you know, two sides of the same coin. Who? The Mitt Romneys, the Kasichs. Listen, again, maybe nice people. But they don't think you're that smart. They think you need to trust them. They don't believe in the people. They don't believe in the conversation that we, the people, they think it's we, the billionaires, we, the leaders. And President Trump, was a billionaire, I don't want to say by accident. He worked for it. But he doesn't let it define him. It's not like the Mitt Romneys that says, oh, but look at all my wealth. And when he needed President Trump, he was there. And then he turns and stabs him on the back. Look, the people of Utah, you guys are good people. I know a lot of you. Very good people. You can do better than Mitt Romney. Find somebody in your state that is a decent human being. There's a lot of them there that are powerful. A lot of them there. And get rid of somebody as crooked as Mitt Romney, as two-faced, as untrustworthy. That's the future. Why do you think a coup attempt, which finally led to corrupt election against President Trump, why do you think it took place? Why do you think it had air, oxygen, the ability to work? Very simple. It had the ability because the stalwarts inside of the Republican Party, the people that say they're going to be there before and after any president who comes and goes because they have that kind of power, the Mitch McConnells, look, he did a great job pushing in judges. I like it, but they're conservative judges. They're the same thing that vote for him. He didn't do the bidding of the president. In fact, some would say he barely watched his back, but only if it was convenient. I think you have to have enough guts, America, to realize we watched a coup attempt, multiple attempts, over the last 4 years. And now we took some casualties. Fox News. The leadership of Fox News have chosen to do something different called whatever the left wants. Caving into America. Not the people, but the conversation about progressiveness. Listen, I'm concerned. I'm in my 50s. I have kids. I live in the state of California. I can tell you how dirty, how corrupt. We have rolling blackouts like a third world country. We have trash, we have homeless people everywhere, and those are the people that have been elected to run the country. Joe Biden's administration is going to be chock full of California progressives. If you don't think problems are coming and now we're going to have electric cars everywhere, we can't even run electricity to homes. And you think the same progressive idea is going to run this country? I don't know. Hey, we'll be right back, folks. Go to the website, TheRealSide.com, and check out stations and times. I'm Arif Halaby. I'm filling in for Joe Messina. He'll be back tomorrow and every day. Check out the website for stations and times, and you can catch my show on AM 870 The Answer. We'll be right back with Joe Messina on The Real Side.